This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korea's police chief has admitted responsibility for failing to prevent a recent crowd surge that killed more than 150 people during Halloween festivities there. Police Chief Yoon Hee-kun said Tuesday that officers did not effectively handle earlier emergency calls about the impending disaster. The South Korean government is facing growing public scrutiny over whether the crowd surge Saturday night in Seoul's district, a popular nightlife neighborhood, could have been prevented altogether, and who should have taken responsibility. It was the country's worst disaster in years, leaving at least 156 people dead and 151 others injured. Police in Western India arrested 9 people on Monday as they investigated the collapse of a newly repaired 143-year-old suspension bridge in one of the country's worst accidents in years. The collapse Sunday evening in the Gujarat state plunged hundreds of people into a river, killing at least 134. The families mourned the dead. Attention turned to why the pedestrian bridge, built during the British colonialism in the later 1800s and touted by the state's tourism website as an artistic and technological marvel, collapsed. Afghan Special Forces soldiers who fought alongside American troops and fled to Iran after the chaotic U.S. withdrawal are being recruited by the Russian military to fight in Ukraine. That's according to 3 former Afghan generals who spoke to the Associated Press. They say the Russians want to attract thousands of the elite Afghan commandos with promises of $1,500 a month payments and safe haven. This is VOA News. Authorities say that a man charged with assaulting the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was politically motivated. Get more details from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins says David DePape faces a long list of charges, including attempted murder and elder abuse. Jenkins says the defendant broke through a glass door, found Paul Pelosi asleep, and asked him about the whereabouts of Speaker Pelosi. He allegedly brought 2 hammers, zip ties, rope, and tape.
What is clear based on the evidence that we have thus far is that this house and the speaker herself were specifically targets of the defendant.
The suspect also faces federal charges. I'm Norman Hall.
North Korea's foreign ministry has now criticized the United States for expanding combined military exercises with South Korea that it claims are a practice for an invasion. Pyongyang warned of more powerful follow-up measures in response. The statement Tuesday came as the allies conduct aerial drills involving more than 200 warplanes. The allies are stepping up their defense posture in the face of North Korea's increased weapons testing and growing nuclear threat. U.S. President Joe Biden is raising the possibility of imposing a windfall tax on oil companies if they do not boost domestic production. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
$100 billion in profits in less than 200 days.
And President Biden says,
not just a fair return on for hard work. Every company's entitled to that.
But this,
I think, is outrageous.
With higher gasoline prices fueling inflation, Biden says that profit is not the result of innovation, but
a windfall of war. The windfall from the brutal conflict that's ravaging Ukraine and hurting tens of millions of people around the globe.
He says oil companies need to increase production and refining capacity and lower prices at the pump. Otherwise,
they're going to pay a higher tax on their excess profits and face other restrictions.
Industry groups have condemned the prospect of a windfall tax. The American Petroleum Institute saying oil companies do not set prices. Global commodities markets do. Ben Thomas, Washington.
There were no big treats from Halloween night's Powerball drawing, as some of the tickets sold in the United States matched all 6 numbers. The lack of a winner means that the next drawing on Wednesday night will be for a massive $1.2 billion U.S. jackpot. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.